This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Kilmar, who has, of course, been beatified. St. Kilmar, patron saint, apparently, of white wife beaters and gang members, has been immaculated. Rush Limbaugh term there. Has been immaculated, and Democrats are seeking to save him. They expected horrific suffering by St. Kilmar, but no. Had a bit of paunch on him. Looks like he's put on some pounds since he went into that El Salvadorian prison. So he's very clearly well-fed. And we know this because of the epic post posted by Nayib Bukele, the head of El Salvador. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, pictured with Democrat Senator Van Hollen. Kilmar Abrigo Garcia, miraculously risen from the, quote, death camps, unquote, and torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador, exclamation point, Bukele tweets. He follows up with this. Now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Okay. What led up to this was nothing less than a freak show. With the senator, who's in El Salvador, recording videos complaining that armed officers won't let him pass. He's trying to basically drive up to and walk into the prison as if he's a citizen of that country or I don't know what. And so he's acting like he is being afflicted because he can't just walk into El Salvador, go wherever he wants, like they allow Democrat illegal immigrants to do here. If you're an illegal immigrant, you're presumed to be a Democrat. Ergo, you can come to America, drive around, go around wherever you want. So Bukele actually tweeted a picture of St. Kilmar having a margarita with the senator. Oh, you can't make this up. That is some very interesting information came out overnight about St. Kilmar's history. Where should we begin? Well, St. Kilmar likes to beat his wife. According to the multiple law enforcement reports that she filed.
Right, but how does that necessarily stoke inflation? I think the debate and what probably Besant would argue.
Laura Ingraham had those reports last night. Okay, here we go. St. Kilmar beats his wife.
Well, the upstanding migrant that Dems are crying over was accused of, by his wife, of abuse. Now, for those yelling, there is no proof. It's right here, written in Jennifer Vasquez's own handwriting when she petitioned the court and received a protective order against her spouse. In August of 2020, she said he hit her in the eye, leaving a purple mark. In November of 2020, she said he hit me with his work boot. Oh, that doesn't hurt. In May of 2021, he punched and scratched me on my left eye, leaving me bleeding. And later that day, he got angry and started yelling again. He ripped my shorts and shirt. He grabbed me by the arm. I have marks. She wrote that she was scared. I'm afraid to be close to him, she said. And now she says, well, she just acted out of abundance of caution.
That's a little beating here and there. I'm sure Maryland fathers beat women all the time. But then last night, something strange began to break on Jesse Waters about that quote-unquote Maryland father, who, by the way, MSNBC, I started to say MS-13, MSNBC suggested should sue Trump for defamation for suggesting he's anything other than a Maryland father who's just a really nice guy. Except this.
He was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah. Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Huh.
Legendary Democrat strategist James Carville, who's lost his marbles, says, forget ordinary people.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. So James Carville asked about St. Kilmer. This is where he's going with this. James Carville, Democrat strategist, kind of dean of the party, asked point blank by a liberal Democrat podcaster, should we just focus on ordinary Americans? Should we do that? Nah.
People say, well, should we really fight on this turf or should we fight more on ordinary people? And this we should fight on. You can't say, you can't pivot to an economic issue. Wait a minute. This is why we think we are a country. There's real wisdom in it.
Real wisdom.
And history has taught us that.
Yeah.
And first they came for him, and then we're going to say no right there. We got to keep fighting this. I think this is worthy of being on the top agenda of things that we're going to fight over, is get this guy back home.
Yeah. No, get him to his absolute home. He's just here. Which is really weird because he's not a citizen of here, but he is a citizen of El Salvador, though. So why this is his home is not clear. But anyway, Jesse Waters nailing this last night.
Garcia was arrested in a gang sweep in connection to a murder investigation in a frequent gang area with three active members of MS-13. Informants told police Garcia was an active member of MS-13 with the Westerns clique. And when they scooped him up this year, they showed him photos of him on camera with other members of MS-13. You don't think police did surveillance before they picked him up? Wait until those pictures come out. Police say there's no doubt.
You've looked at the evidence. Are you convinced, as the White House says, he's an MS-13 member?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes, indeed. 1,000%.
No doubt.
Not only that, he's no doubt. And he's a domestic violence abuser. Kudos on the Trump administration for removing a criminal. Horrible on Senator Van Hollen for wanting to bring him back.
Not only was he gang tied and interrogated over human and drug smuggling, in 2022, Homeland Security said he was a suspect in a human trafficking incident after he was pulled over with eight other individuals in the vehicle. This is in Tennessee. Garcia told police he was driving for 3 days from Texas to Maryland, but there was no luggage in the car. He said he was just bringing in people to perform construction work. Texas to Maryland, kind of a long commute to work. Garcia was driving on an expired driver's license in someone else's car. Cops asked him, whose car is it? Garcia said, my boss, in construction. Police asked the passengers their addresses, and they all gave Garcia's address. But Garcia lived in Maryland, and they were coming from Texas. But cops just let Garcia off with a warning for driving on an expired license, which is weird because he was flagged on a transnational organized crime watch list. Yeah, Democrats' favorite political prisoner is on a transnational organized crime watch list.
Just like any typical Maryland dad, I'm sure they're all on transnational criminal watch list. By the way, Senator Van Hollen said after drinking the margarita with St. Kilmer that he was able to call Kilmer's wife and assure her everything was fine. She's very worried. He's very stressed out by this. He says he's been in regular contact with St. Kilmer's wife, which is like really weird. Because he's also the senator, you know, he's the senator for Maryland, where the Marins live, as in Rachel Marin, the rape victim, with every inch of her body bearing either a cut or a bruise, that one. And it's really weird because Senator Van Hollen never called Rachel Marin's family. Not once. No email, no snail mail, nothing. Not a single call to see if they were okay. Anyway, there's breaking news about St. Kilmer. Wait till you hear this. Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.